key organizations. National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE. NICE is an independent organization set up by the government in 1999. NICE decides which drugs and treatments are available on the NHS in England and Wales, and has developed quality standards. NICE quality standards are concise sets of prioritized statements designed to drive measurable quality improvements within a particular area of healthcare. They are developed independently by NICE, in collaboration with professionals, their partners, and service users, and are used as a basis for developing this module. Scottish Intercollegiate Guidelines Network, SIGN. In Scotland, the equivalent to NICE is the Scottish Intercollegiate Guidelines Network, SIGN. SIGN offers a similar standard to NICE, and both share the same drive to develop care standards. Guidelines can be checked here. Our guidelines, along with temporary COVID-19 guidance, COVID-19, clinical guidance on end-of-life care. SIGN is part of Healthcare Improvement Scotland, the National Healthcare Improvement Organisation for Scotland and part of NHS Scotland. They work with employees who provide care in hospitals, GP practices, clinics, NHS boards, and with patients, carers, communities and the public. World Health Organization, WHO. The World Health Organization was established in 1948 as a specialized agency of the United Nations, serving as the directing and coordinating authority for international health matters and public health. WHO recognizes that overall life expectancy is increasing in European and other developed countries. With increased aging, the pattern of diseases people suffer and die from is changing. The last century saw a dramatic reduction in deaths from infectious diseases in infancy and childhood. Increasingly, people die older, following illnesses due to serious chronic conditions, which cause a wide range of physical, psychological, and social problems. WHO contributes to the development of healthcare systems that enable the needs of these people to be met, by reducing suffering and supporting people of all ages, and to help maintain their quality of life for as long as possible.